This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story to kick off gun deer season, which starts this weekend in Wisconsin.
As hunters flock to the woods for gun deer season, their days will be steeped in tradition and contemplation. For writer and forester Ron Weber, this time has always been about more than just the hunt. It's about appreciating the world and memories swirling around him.
As the sun inched up the horizon on the second morning of the gun deer season, I leaned back against a foot-thick white cedar, one of a clump of three on the edge of a mature aspen stand. The cedars offered me cover from keen-eyed deer and shelter from the light snow that had begun falling an hour or so before first light. I had first come this way in 1979 at the age of 15. The area had been clear-cut the previous year, and by the following summer, a sea of young 4-foot-tall aspen sprouts had colonized the cutover up to the edge of an expansive cedar swamp. Deer sign was abundant, so I searched for a likely spot to take up watch. The group of cedars seemed perfect, so I took a seat amongst them. It was impossible at 15 to realize how the aspen and the cedars would weave themselves into the fabric of my life. Over the years, I would return to this spot almost every season. I watched the aspens grow from wispy sprouts to 3-inch-thick saplings, 15 feet tall, in a decade. As the years passed, the aspens continued their fierce struggle to get taller than their neighbor, ensuring that they would get adequate light to live on another year. Sometime during the morning, it dawned on me that I had been sharing this view with the trees for 45 years now. Over the course of the next few hours, one memory after another played in my mind's eye. One stood out, though. It was Friday after Thanksgiving in 2002. Members of my deer camp had spread out in the area. I volunteered to mosey around in the cedar swamp to try and move a deer or two past my campmates. It was a glorious day for hunting. Blue skies, a 6-inch covering of snow, and temperatures in the 20s. After weaving my way through the swamp for an hour or so, a shot rang out. Eventually, I made my way out of the swamp and came upon my brother Gary. He was sure it was our brother Jim who had shot, so we made tracks to his stand, the clump of three cedars. There we found him with a beautiful 11-point buck. In a lifetime, some days are simply perfect, and that day certainly was. One wishes they could bottle such days, and things would always be just so. But it is a foolish wish, because life is far from perfect. So it was only a mere decade later that I returned to the cedar stand during deer season. Not to hunt, but instead to leave some of Jim's ashes there, where for a moment, life was perfect. A pileated woodpecker hammering away on a punky aspen brought me back to the present. As I scanned the woods, I realized this aspen stand was nearing 50 years old, the age at which aspen are routinely regenerated by clear-cutting. How many more years would the aspens be here? How many more would I? Those are questions a 15-year-old does not bother to ask, but a 60-year-old does. The sun was gone now behind a gray veil of clouds, and dark would be here soon, bringing to an end another day. Standing up to leave, I ran my hand over the smooth, stringy bark of the cedar. They seemed the same as when I was 15. The aspen had grown up and older, as had I. But the cedar, with a lifespan of potentially 400 years or more, did not show it. Someday the aspen will be cut again, and a new sea of sprouts will take root for the cedars to watch over. If it can't be me to sit here in the clump of cedars, I could only hope some other young hunter finds their way here and senses how special this place is. Whether they realized it or not, they would be hunting on hallowed ground.
Writer Ron Weber is a forester who lives in Weyerhaeuser. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.